China. Whoa, good morning, motherfuckers. Motherfuck. Happy Monday. J'adore le Monday. How's everyone doing, you guys? I'm alright. I'm good. I worry about you, you know what I mean? Don't fucking worry about me. Don't even think about me. Don't talk about me to anyone. Don't tell anyone you listen to this. Because it might be incriminating. I sound like fucking someone who's like a terrorist or some shit. I'm on my second cup of coffee, so watch out. Watch out, I'm over-caffeinated. So who knows what we're going to say. It's Monday morning and I'm feeling feisty. Yeah, that's right. Tell your mam get back to bed. Turn up the speaker. Tell your mam get the fuck back to bed. This is not for you. But, yeah, I did some shows over the weekend. Well, they hosted South Kensington, and it was good, man. I was good. Friday was good. Not fantastic, but good, you know what I mean? Yesterday was good. The place made some fucking money. Cha-ching, 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 you know what I mean? By good, I mean I just wasn't horrible. That's all you have to do in comedy, is that you're not horrible to listen to. You don't even have to be good, because it's so easy to be horrible. Because most people, if you give them a microphone alone, they start to sound horrible and cringe very fast, you know, because they're trying to explain their view of the world to you, what they see, what they decipher, and it sounds like fucking bullshit to you, because you're like, this person's fucking retarded. Not every time, but a lot of the time, you know. I see a lot of comedy because I have to do it. I do comedy a lot, not a lot, not as much as some psychopaths, but so I was there was less of me there. Sometimes when you're hosting, all you have to do is just be this fucking party spastic. Kind of like, yeah, we're having a good time. Where are you from? And then, like, last night a lady said, Norfolk. And I went, nor fucking way. And everyone was like, haha. Like, you get, like, a 3-second laugh because that's a funny little swear and their name of their town. And because I don't know anything about fucking Norfolk, you know what I mean? And that's all you need to do to be, just pleasant enough to people just, you know, want to give money at the end. But it's good, like, you know. Life's fantastic. How's your life? Fuck, is it sick? I'm downing another coffee. It's getting dangerous. Anyway, since we've been, like, you know, because we shift through topics, this is like an encyclopedia kind of podcast. You know, we touch on everything. It's I've got no boundaries, you know. The spectrum is just culture in general, just human culture. That's what this podcast is about. It's human culture. If you're human and you're cultured, then you should be listening to this. If you're uncultured, listen to some of those other podcasts that are out there. I could point you in a direction of a couple of fucking pig shit, ha ha ha, fake laugh, fucking phonies. There's plenty of them. They use cameras as well. I should use a camera, really, to make clips. That's how you get viewers and followers. You put clips on your Instagram. I don't have TikTok. Because I'm not an agent of the Chinese government. It's not really that. I don't really give a fuck about China taking over. I'll take off my shoes. I don't give a fuck. But I just don't think I could deal with another social media app. Because I'm kind of dumb enough. Oh my god, my stomach is making noise. I'm dumb enough, so there's no point in, you know, adding fuel to that fire. I've just been deleting my brain, you know? But anyway, since we're a history podcast, we're going to just check out, because it's the 22nd of May. It's 9:19 a.m. and London looks cloudy but warm. You know that cloudy but warm you get in May? Yeah, I just want to get outside now. I'm going to go and go do yoga in a minute, you know what I mean? The ancient art of yoga. It's as old as the art of being an annoying dickhead. They both started at the same time, you know, and I like to practice both indefinitely. But yeah, this day in history, on May the 22nd, I don't even know how they know this, right? But Roman Emperor Constantine the First was baptized on May the 22nd. It's mad that they know that. On this day in 337, that was the year. No fucking 19s, no 16s, no 18s. 337. Constantine the Great. Great old Constantine. Great Connie the Great, who had practiced Christianity since his youth and sparked its growth into a world religion, became, on his deathbed, the first Roman emperor to be baptized in a Christian church. So this fucking cunt was starting like the, you know, he's starting like the fucking, like the way Logan Paul and KFC started fucking Prime and became popular like that, you know? He's like the TikToker of the den, and he started like Christianity's about, and he's like, hey, I'm using it. You know when someone popular uses something and you're like, I want to use it, you know what I mean? Like the way Leonardo DiCaprio uses young ladies. So there's like, you know what I mean? He's the first influencer, basically, is Connie the First. And since then, you know, we were just on the up and up. In 1992, do you guys remember 1992? I swear to God, there's a fucking ad for Tesco blocking the article. I'll go down and bomb the fucking local Tesco. You fucking dogs. Alright, it moved. In 1982, American comedian Johnny Carson, considered by many to be the king of late night television, oh, I'd be in the many, made his final appearance as host of The Tonight Show. If you can, you should check out fucking Johnny Carson. There's a whole channel on, I don't know what channel it's on. But there's a channel on, like, whatever. If you've got some sort of digital TV, it's free, like. And it's just Johnny Carson's show 24/7. It's just old Johnny Carson. You can watch it for hours. You've got, like, Orson Bean and, I don't know, people from back in your parents' day just chatting on the couch. And he's fucking funny as shit, man. He's cool. He smokes cigs. He just sits there. He's really quick. He fucking, he's, like, quick with the audience and shit. Like, he actually, like, if someone laughs or something out of place and stuff, he just has a quick retort without even thinking. He doesn't even look up and he says, oh, who's the ventriloquist? You know, I can't even say the word, man. So I'm not, like, Johnny Carson at all. But I do admire Johnny Carson. But, that was 1992. 1972, Richard Nixon arrives in Moscow. The first visit by a US president to the Soviet Union. Yeah, and it's been a rocky relationship, isn't it? Alright. There's nothing really. What, in 1844? Painter? I don't care, man. What's going on in the actual news? Let's go on to the news headlines. Monday's national newspaper front pages. I know you guys are wondering, like, does he have any thoughts of his own, or does he just heavily lean on the history of the day or what's going on in the news? And to those people, I say, fight me in the street. Fight me. I've been training yoga, not any sort of combat, but my yoga technique is so advanced that I feel like I'm actually able to break a fucking arm with my mind. Oh, you didn't see that coming, did you? Oh, you thought you could, like, jab, step, 1-2, and I just kind of fall down because I got no real mass or muscle anymore. I'm just lean, like a guru. Well, guess what? Before you throw that punch, your arm will just break backwards because I've got fucking Vishnu on my side. And there's 1 billion people in India and the people that live in Bali. And anyway, I'm a Hindu, so you better don't mess with me. All right, that definitely deserved... It's 9:20 in the morning. It deserves something. Okay, guys. Fucking, what's going on in the fucking news? The Sun. Do you guys like The Sun? The Sun newspaper. You can use it to wipe your fucking arse. That's what you use to put down, you know, if you have dogs and they shit all over the back room. The Sun. Put it down there and then you pick it up when it's covered in shit and you read it and it's actually better. It's actually better when it's covered in shit and piss than when you bought it in the shop. Like, the dog's shit makes it better. I love the way I struggled with that sentence twice. Philip Schofield. I'm completely broken. Looks like old Philly was fired from this morning. I feel bad for Phil. Phil was gay his whole life, and he only realized it like last year. And then it turned out his brother's like the biggest pedophile. And his brother just got sentenced to 12 years. And now he's fighting with Holly, his best mate. And they kicked him off this morning. Or else he quit. I feel like they kicked him off, but he gets to say he quit. And I'm just waiting for the call, honestly. I was looking at the... When his news broke, I was like looking at my phone going, well, I guess this morning I'm calling. Like, me and Holly probably have good enough chemistry. But and then I looked... I actually looked at my own brother. Not even a pedophile. Hasn't got 12 years in prison. I haven't been a secret gay, I don't think. I haven't thought about it hard enough. But I don't have the... I guess I don't have the charm that Phil has. But I guess maybe... I mean, the phone might ring during the week. Yeah, the phone will definitely ring during the week. I mean, I don't even care if it rings for, like, you know, this morning. Or I just hope the phone rings, you know, just so I can talk to another fucking human being. Besides my wife and the moon. The man and the moon. I told the audience yesterday I was in communication with the moon, and I could feel them look at me, and then I was like, I better not tell him. I better not tell him what the moon tells me. NHS app to let patients book private healthcare. Okay, does that mean it's going private? I gotta leave this town before shit goes private. The Daily Mail. Now drug driving overtakes drink driving. Obviously, you dopes. With the price of alcohol, do you think people are going to just be driving around drunk when it's that expensive to get a pint? How can you afford pint and petrol? Answer me that. Back in the day, man, you could fucking fill up your tank, you could drive to the pub, you could fill up your fucking brain with pints, and then you could, you know, crash into a bus stop and fucking, there was no cameras then, reverse out and drive home through the fucking garden fence, park the van in the garden, go inside, wake up in the morning, see the van in the garden and go, ooh. It's best I don't ask myself questions on that one. I'll just move the van to its parking space and we'll pretend like yesterday never happened. But now you're like, people are so poor. They're so poor. The cost of living is so expensive in this country and in Western society that people are taking drugs to drive. I mean, obviously, you're like, but wait, can't they just drive? Have you drove? But it gets boring. Like, I'm always like, I'm fucking drive around. Well, what would make this drive a little better? Cracking a can of beer, you fucking idiot, you know? But I suppose, what are they driving on? It want to be one of those cheap drugs, you know what I mean? I suppose you can drive on weed. I mean, and if everyone knows that if you're weed driving, you're better at driving. Because unless you're very, very, very weeded out of your head, you know what I mean? Then you're scared. But, the government are so out of touch with the people. They're taking drugs to drive. Yeah, because alcohol's too expensive, you fucking ghoul. The Daily Mirror. Every day there's a fucking mirror, you know what I mean? Fast track her out. I don't know who she is. There's some little... I'm not even going to learn about the government of this country. Okay, Daily Express. Europe turns blind eye to let migrants reach the UK. Why wouldn't they? You know what I mean? Why wouldn't they be like, let them... Like, that's like human nature. It's like, I don't want to take them. You take them. And they want to... Oh, the migrants are dumb as fucking muck. Not like, that's not in a racist way. But if you think... I don't know what you think the UK is, but you get here, it's a fucking slop bucket. It is a bucket of diarrhea. What are you going to do? You're going to work your way up to the top here. In Sainsbury's, they'll pay you with... I don't know. I heard they just whip an old slice of bread at you as payment. Now, when you see the minimum wage and you see... and then you're like, well, what about the minimum wage in Kuwait? I was like, fucking... No, Kuwait, actually. I think Kuwait's fucking decent oil money country. But I just think they get a rude awakening, that's all. I think they come here and they're like, fuck, this is fucking grim. You just walk through a fucking... if you walk through a Tesco or a Morrison's and you just see, like, everyone's pasty and look... Everyone looks like they are cancer, you know what I mean? The UK is a lot of car parks and Tescos. And, it's all a bit fucked up, really. I don't know. You know what I mean? You could be a very smart migrant and you get here and you could become, you know, prime minister like Rishi, but fucking, I think most people would be here for a few years and then be like, fuck, I'm going home. I'm going back to the war. This place is fucking, it's damp and it's fucking, it's kind of gammy. Oh shit, Jesus, I gotta go to yoga. Alright, I don't know if this is the final cut in this. I might do another one in a while, you know? Hey, start of the week, guys. Love yourself, love your mother, love your father. Whatever Jesus said, follow what Jesus says until I come up with something better, because I'm working on it, okay? So far, we've got what Jesus said, and it's going to be what Mark said next. Bless ya.